Action!
Welcome to the Rant Podcast with your hosts, Rob Uribe, Christopher Nunez, and Zachary Lyman.
You guys hear that voice, a random woman's voice in the back? That's Autumn. That's Mark's fiance.
Mark and Autumn were with us today. That's so dope.
Yeah, we don't have a microphone for her, though, so she's just going to hang out.
She's just going to hang out.
Fly on the wall,
so to speak. BTS behind the scenes.
Oh, we can't even. I mean, huh? BTS for her is a different BTS.
Yeah, true. That's true.
Wait, I don't get what?
So, Autumn
the
is K-pop really
in. Group, yeah. BTS.
Mm-hmm. Autumn is into the band BTS, the K-pop group.
What? There's a okay. Yeah, yeah. All right.
See, if Roman was here, Roman would know.
Me right now, I was like, "What? Yeah. A K-pop group called BTS?" Okay.
Yeah.
What's the actual translation?
Put the mic on her. Put the mic on her.
What's the actual translation?
No.
Mark, what's the translation?
I'm okay.
I don't know what it is.
Wow.
It was something stupid.
Oh.
No, it is. What's, really what's the translation? It's like Bulletproof Boy Scouts or something like that.
Bulletproof Boy Scouts.
What the hell?
Korean way of saying it, but the way that we say it here in America, like the Americanized way that they name themselves, is Beyond the Scene.
Okay, that's so, better.
Beyond
that sounds that's way better.
That's way
so
better.
It's easier for American Scouts, people to man. Say it.
Well, not only that, but like I don't know, Bulletproof Boy Scout. That's kind of well in America, anyways.
That sounds corny as fuck, but I'll give them credit. Their music does.
No, but think
sweat.
About it. Think about I mean, it. What happens in America almost every day before the pandemic?
You'd have to see their image beforehand, like when they first came out, and you'd understand.
They were like
hip-hop-y,
like.
Mm. They were so cringe.
Yeah.
Cringe.
Oh, no, dude. You better not post this. Better not post this, dude. Army's going to come for me.
There's a
Army's already coming for us.
There was like some what was it, death metal band, like death metal K-pop, like these two girls. Do you ever see them?
Baby metal? That's
no,
Japanese.
Baby metal.
That's Japanese.
Oh, okay.
Dude, they go hard.
They
though.
Do go hard. Yeah. They go very hard.
I like a couple of their songs.
Yeah. What's it called again?
Baby Metal.
Baby Metal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody listening, look that up.
Yeah, dude. You'd I think surprised. That song, Karate, it's pretty dope. Yeah, dude.
They did a song recently with Bring Me the Horizon on their latest album. It was
oh,
really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's all in Japanese.
Have you guys heard the new...
A big portion of it is.
Have you guys heard the new Foo Fighters album?
I didn't even know they came out with
when they came out with an album.
When I seen they were on Saturday Night Live and I seen their performance, whatever one of those songs was, it was straight doo-doo.
Yeah.
Doo-doo
oh, yeah?
butter.
Well, way to make me feel bad.
Poor dude. Rob's all jazzed
I'm,
about it.
I was
it.
Really jazzed about listening to it.
I love Dave Grohl.
No, I love Dave Grohl. I love old Foo Fighters, dude, but like, I don't know. I feel like that genre of rock is just dying. Like, they have to, they have to.
Say that.
They have to adapt to like fit in with like the pop.
I'm gonna disagree because I still listen to rock from the 90s.
Of course.
Yeah,
no,
and that
know,
was good
I'm
rock.
Saying, yeah, we
I'm
still
saying them now.
Was?
Yes,
it
was.
It is still.
The only thing keeping the dream alive is 96.7 KCAL rocks.
But no, dude, like that, like alternative rock is dead, man. It really
fucking
is.
10
that
o'clock
scene,
hits mandatory.
They've all gone pop and they've all gone sort of that indie sound to like kind of fit in
man,
with,
when did,
with where, what the kids like.
Where did bands like Creed go?
Oh, God.
I'm just glad they're gone.
Oh, God.
Oh, you guys are messed up.
The band that has two songs that are good.
Hey,
can
hey,
you
three? Three with arms wide open. Can you take me higher?
Yeah, dude, their greatest hits album.
Yeah, their greatest hits album.
What's the one that the Superman one, Kryptonite song?
That's a different band. That's Three Doors Down.
That's Three Doors Down.
Oh
yeah.
Shit, they all.
That's
sound
another
same.
Band that has like
do,
three
a
good
lot of bands
songs.
I mean, do sound
alternative
the same.
Rock. It all sounds the same. Yeah. You could throw a blanket.
No, no, no.
Everything.
Back during that time, dude, I think everybody like heavily like copied Creed. I think it was because Creed was hella
was
popular for
a
while.
Well, not only like Creed and Pearl Jam, I'd say they both fit in.
Pearl Jam was
they both
kind of
had that.
They sound exactly.
It was
the same.
Like new grunge. They had some grunge in them, but they were more accessible than like Nirvana.
Dude, there's like five. There's Hired. There's My Sacrifice. There's a bunch of them.
Nobody listens to My Sacrifice.
What, dude? That's my favorite Creed song ever, bro.
Nah, man.
Zach, is there one alternative band you like?
Nickelback.
There's a lot of alternative bands I like.
Why do people hate Nickelback right. so much?
From like 20 years ago.
Photograph.
No, it's a serious question.
Huh?
Why do people hate Nickelback so much? You guys know the reason?
I don't know, but
talk
a lot of people
Kings
do.
Of Leon, bro.
Yeah.
I think it's because
Hit me with that hooba stink, man.
I think it was because they sounded cheesy, so I think that's why everybody didn't like them. I'm guessing that's why. I mean, I didn't really have a problem with them.
Oh, man. Can you look up what songs they had?
There's
Reed or who?
Nickelback.
Okay, Nickelback, Photograph is the meme song.
Dude, honestly, I think it's just like a meme or a joke that just ran.
It is a meme. I mean,
because they're not that bad.
Overall, their songs aren't bad.
And they're commercially successful.
They're commercially successful.
There's a couple of them. So
you think it's just popular to hate them?
I think it is.
I think it's just like the joke to hate them.
Yeah. Really quick. There's a couple of them. So Far Away. Remember Far Away?
I don't remember that one.
Rockstar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wanna be a rock star.
I don't like that song.
Right?
But
Photograph.
Yeah.
Mark
that's the meme
singing.
Song.
Wait, can you do that and one more time, Rob?
I wanna be a rock star.
No hesitation.
No hesitation.
No hesitation.
Oh, or here's another country song?
Here's another one. This is how you remind me.
Oh, I know that song.
That song's actually pretty
good.
That's
the very first song.
You know what? Actually, I think I like that song.
That song's good, actually.
That's the first song I ever heard.
Their newer one that everyone liked is that Burn It to the Ground song.
I don't think I've heard that one.
Yeah.
Can you sing for that one for us?
I don't know all the lyrics.
You know what's funny?
Sing the lyrics, you know. That's all we need.
I don't know.
You know what's funny?
I can't even.
They actually.
I can hum it, maybe.
They have a couple of Metallica covers that they did where they actually sound better than Metallica, which is kind of weird. Yeah, their Metallica covers are actually, they go hard.
I kind of forgot about how many songs Nickelback actually wrote.
Well, they've been around for like 30 years.
They're successful. People can hate them all they want, but they're laughing all the way to the bank.
It's kind of like how everyone doesn't like Coldplay because of that one joke everyone makes, but then like Coldplay makes a lot of songs.
What's the joke people make about Coldplay?
Yeah, I haven't heard this.
Isn't it the Step Brothers joke? Right? You want to know how I know you're gay? You listen to Coldplay, like that whole thing, and then everyone just didn't like Coldplay after that.
Oh well,
I don't recall that happening. But
was it from Step Brothers or 40-Year-Old Virgin?
It might be that one because I don't remember.
One. It could
Brothers.
Be either one.
Yeah, I think it was 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Uh-huh.
But yeah,
okay, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was like 2003.
That's when you could get away with movies like that, though.
But anyways, what I'm saying is Coldplay's kind of similar to Nickelback. Everyone just kind of.
Bro,
you ate it on them for a little while.
Bro, you put any of those movies, I don't even think Superbad makes it in today's culture.
No, probably not, man.
No.
What are movies? Like,
it's so sad, man. Those were all such good movies, man, and we're never going to get stuff like that anymore.
Oh, they're still good movies.
Off the top of your head, what are some of those movies? Like, for me...
Like, really bad ones?
Well, the ones that they got away with back then.
Tropic Thunder is number one
in my
mind.
Tropic Thunder. Like,
you guys
ever
see Porky's?
White Chicks.
I vaguely remember.
White Chicks was great, but you can't get it. Like, I don't think you could do another Harold and Kumar.
Why not?
I don't think it would...
Two potheads going after hamburgers?
That's different. When you explain it that way, but it's all the jokes that were within that.
Well, you're just talking about like a genre of jokes, you know, kind
of
like
but those were those styles.
Have you guys
of
ever
movies.
Seen the Eddie Murphy Raw, like from the 80s
mm-hmm.
stand up?
Yeah.
Hilarious stuff, man. But I mean,
things like that too. Dave Chappelle would never make it today either, but I mean,
He's still booking places.
Well, yeah, no, I know, but well. I mean, like, he's not as commercially successful as he was before.
No, sure, yeah.
I think.
Can you imagine him putting out the blind white supremacist or the black white supremacist?
No, yeah, the blind
white supremacist.
That shit would not fly.
It would not
probably
fly
not.
Now. No, I'm saying
you'd have people trying to cancel him left and right.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying cancel culture will die out.
I'm hoping it does.
I think it is. I don't even know if it's really real. To be honest, it just seems like they want trying to cancel this or that. And it's like, well, who are these people that are protesting? Is it in the thousands? Is it in the hundreds? You know,
it's just starting to get cringe that they're just trying to fit everything into their agenda.
Well, no, what I'm coming at is it the media driving these headlines that are not even true?
Oh, for
you
sure.
Know, like, oh, because one, they saw one person say a negative cancel culture is at it again. They're trying to cancel.
Yeah.
What was the latest one I saw was Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
They were trying to cancel him. I forget the reason why, but it was just like... Okay, you know, it was they were trying to make it trendy, and I think it's just like a tagline.
Well, that and then the one I keep seeing pop up like at least a couple of weeks ago was Eminem.
Yep.
Like apparently Gen Z has a problem with Eminem and they keep trying to cancel him.
You know, it's funny cuz isn't it millennials who are the ones with the problem? The cancel culture? Cuz I'm pretty sure all the Gen Zs I know, they don't care about anything. Like that's why I think, you know, the Dave Chappelle's and all those other folks. You disagree?
Because millennials are like my age, and I grew up with like Eminem and Dave Chappelle. So I think it's Gen Z, maybe, or like that middle.
I think it's in between.
I've worked with high schoolers, and I have a niece and nephew who are both in high school. My nephew just turned 18. My niece is like 16. And their perspective of this whole thing, because I was talking to them and then interacting with the kids at the school and stuff, they don't seem to care. Like all that, the cancel culture type woke stuff, quote unquote woke stuff. It was probably not the current Gen Z. Maybe it's, you know, post millennial, but like that last, you know, millennial and Gen Z.
You're saying people that, like, that are like in their early 20s.
Yeah, early 20s right now, probably.
Yeah, like my brother's age. Okay.
Because, you know, technically I'm a millennial, but I was born the first year.
Millennials are, they got a big.
Yeah, dude, I was born in 83.
What do you think about it? Yeah.
So, you know, I'm almost 40 years old, you know, but I'm considered a millennial, but I have, I guess I have more of Gen X's morals and the way I understand the world and stuff. So it's weird. It's kind of like a weird thing. But that's one of the reasons why I think it's going away, is because I can see it physically kind of going away. Like, people aren't so sensitive about one topic or another. And I don't know. And I feel like people are just fed up with the whole overreach of like, this is wrong or that's wrong and this and that, you know. And I'm not saying everything's overreach, but like, it gets to a point where it's like, well, what isn't cancelable anymore?
Well, you know what I started thinking about the other day, I was it was just a random thought I had in my head, was like, can you imagine if social media had made it back in the day? Can you imagine
horrible.
How many like celebrities or
yeah
or all basketball these players or any of these big destroyed right now?
Nobody would make it.
They got to be sitting at home thinking like, oh,
thank
my god, thank you.
Yeah,
I think.
Thank you. I made it.
I think what's going to come out of all this is it's going to be more tasteful. Like, because back in the day, it was very like derogatory and you know, racist and all that
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
So I think in the future, it's going to be less sensitive than it is now, but at a better, I don't even know how to say this, a better version of it, something that's going to be a little more appropriate or because we have a better understanding for other folks now. You know, like everybody kind of goes, okay, you're like this, they're like that. And that's just how they are. And you just accept them for who they are and that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, the jokes are going to evolve with that, I think.
Yeah. I think what's our biggest issue right now is not the cancel culture as much as maybe, and maybe this applies in it, but the sensitivity of it.
Yes.
So people are there. Everyone's senses are so like high strung right now that anybody that makes the slightest move, it's like you're gone. You know what I mean? Or slightest mistake. That's the word I was looking for, not move.
Yeah.
Where I feel like with certain things that get said or happen, like the crime doesn't fit the punishment, the person's gone. Mm-hmm. And it's like, where's the second chance, right? We don't have that anymore.
Yeah, people don't believe in rehabilitation.
Yeah.
People don't believe that like people just can change, their mindsets can change, their attitudes, everything.
Or that people just slip up.
But the only thing I'm scared of, dude, is just for like the genre of comedy in general, because I can't even remember the last comedy that came out that made me laugh.
Yeah, it's hard, dude. It's hard.
Because like, I think a whole lot of people are just scared.
They're scared. Just too afraid.
They don't know what's going to offend people or not. And it's
just
like,
Seth Rogen hasn't even come out with anything recently. Last thing he came out with was like The Dictator.
With that movie that was on HBO Max.
Oh, yeah, where he was like the old man. He was pickled.
He gets pickled.
Oh,
yeah. But I only watched like parts of it, and it wasn't that great, so I ended up going back to it.
It was okay. I watched the whole thing. Like, it's one of those ones where it's like, oh, okay, that was cool. You move on.
And then what people start to do now is like, okay, I know how to get out, like make the loop happen as they do a recreation.
Yeah.
Right. So then that's how like Eddie Murphy gets content out. Now he's doing Coming to America too. And it's like, well, I got away with it because of it here.
Yeah.
So maybe
if you look Coming to America Part 1 versus 2, it's like completely different, different films, dude.
No, it is. Yeah. But it's accepted in the way of, well, people watched it the first time. So maybe, you know, like I don't know.
I kind of feel like that's got to be a cash grab because Eddie Murphy hasn't been.
No comedians in general right now. I can't think of a comedian right now besides maybe Gabriel Iglesias.
Borat?
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah. Sacha Baron Cohen?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's...
Borat just came out?
That just came out. But as far as, like, stand-up right now, let's just think of stand-up comedians. Like, has any...
Yeah, but Gabriel Iglesias isn't very, like...
That's why I said he's the only one standing right now.
Yeah, because he's totally seems family-friendly.
He's very comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? Just to kind of go back to, you know, the cancel culture and how I think it's kind of changing and stuff.
Yeah.
There's actually a story that came out today in GameSpot. It's on GameSpot.
Mm-hmm.
That during the latest, or not, episode 2 of The Winter Soldier and Falcon.
Yeah.
That, according to them, half of the viewers turned off the episode at this point.
Yeah. There was a certain point where they got
turned off. You guys know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
No,
so, so it's the scene where him and Bucky are having an argument outside.
Yep.
Totally haven't seen the show yet, but
okay. Well, him and Bucky are having
me and you, Chris, I think.
Okay. Him and Bucky are having a conversation outside. These cops pull up, right? And they ask Bucky, who was clearly the aggressor in the whole argument, is everything okay, sir? Is he bothering you? Or something like that. Geez. Something to that extent, right?
Oh, my God, dude.
So it was a very blatant, like,
cringe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if folks are watching that and literally turning it off at that point, I heard a lot of folks were upset too that Tony Stark wasn't giving the Avengers any money either. Like, because, you know, he's broke and he goes to the bank and the bank doesn't want to give him a loan or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to say anything that's going to cause any stir or anything, but I definitely feel like that's an example of, like, media just trying to force.
No, not media. Those are the writers that are
Well, it's Disney.
It's Disney, who's a media company who tells, who approves what the writers
say. And Disney has a history of forcing, like, stuff on you.
Yeah.
We got into an argument over Aladdin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that Disney had control of that situation and knew exactly what they were doing by
green-lighting that scene.
Yeah, I hate, you know, when I watch movies and it's so forced like that, I just go like, ugh.
That's how
entertainment is supposed to be an escape from reality. You're watching stuff, so you're not dealing with the real world. You're taking a break from all that bullshit. You know, if you want to see the social issues, you're watching the news. You're going on social media and seeing what people are saying. You're not turning on fucking Disney Plus to look up social news. You're on Disney Plus to be entertained and get away from that shit. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they keep throwing it in your face, even when you're trying to be entertained, it's just... it's frustrating, dude.
It's also
you can't escape it.
Too,
yeah. It's in your face nonstop.
Because when Aladdin came out, like the biggest thing at that time was like all the women empowerment stuff was at the time, and then that's when like Jasmine had that whole part in the live animated part
that was added. Yeah.
That was just like thrown in there
into the animated movie.
No, I'm the live action.
Let me explain really quick. So what they did is it was the regular Aladdin, right? But about
it was multiple times.
Halfway through, they changed the focus, and it's not really so much about Aladdin as much as it is about Jasmine and taking over for her father.
And it's just like, I'm more than
you see. Do you see how things? So half of the audience was like, "Oh my gosh, that's my little girl someday." Like,
yeah, and then
so it's like woman empowerment, right? But then at the other end, the other half of the audience is like, "Whoa, wait, hey." You took the original Aladdin and
which sucks because it's literally probably my favorite Disney movie.
Aladdin, I grew up
with. So what you guys are saying is that during that film they obviously forced a new storyline into it.
It changed the focus. Yeah.
That
like it became more about Jasmine just like, you know, like women being told to shut up and like, you know, she had her own theme song. They came up with the whole song about it that she sang like at three different points in the movie.
Mm. You guys sound like a bunch of haters.
No, I'm not being like
I'm not. So the argument, we'll paraphrase this really quick. The argument was between me and Autumn and Mark.
Okay.
Like Autumn and myself really liked the film. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't see that it was that big of a deal. Mark brought up this issue with the whole Jasmine thing and how that kind of wrecked the film for him, which
I get.
I just
when it feels overly forced.
Right. No, I agree with that.
Right.
I agree with that. 100%
to where it's just like, okay, like you totally took a movie like that has a history, that like has everything, and you just totally just went like flip the switch.
Yeah, like why not just make a new movie?
And exactly.
Yeah.
Or something, make a whole new princess or something like that. Like I told them that. I would have been fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not the fact that I'm like, oh, I hate women. That's not the point at
breaking
all.
Breaking news. What do you say?
it's literally just like you took a childhood movie that I grew up with and loved and threw it into the trash can for your like your social justice.
So now hand Autumn the mic.
But see, the problem I have with that is that this movie, that movie that you're talking about, or the newer one, it wasn't made for you in that aspect. That was made for little girls that see this as an empowerment for them to be something, to voice their opinion. That part was not made for you, and I think that's where you're getting confused in it, is that you're like, oh, well, they're ripping this movie that I love to part. That part is not for you. It's for the little girls that need to see that, to be able to speak their part in their life, in their world, to become something other than just a wife.
And then furthermore, let me just add on to this topic, right?
You can't
in
just...
I'm going to. Hang on. So in the original movie, let's just be honest. They make Jasmine over-attractive, right? Especially like in the whole scene with Jafar and all of that.
They make her over-attractive?
Like, you mean over-sexualized?
I mean, I've never checked out cartoons before.
Let's be real. They do it, right? And so what they did this time is they said, okay, we're going to flip it, and she's a lot smarter than how she looks. You know, it's not just about body attraction. Like, it's, you know what I mean? So I understand what Disney did.
I'm going to disagree with you on that. Just thinking, I mean, I understand where you're coming from.
Uh-huh.
They do draw her very curvaceous, but I would say in the film, in the original film, the cartoon version, she was not dumb. You know, She had that tiger. She was very well spoken. Mm-hmm. She stood up for herself. The only time that she used her quote unquote feminine wiles to get anything was when she was tricking Jafar at the end.
Yeah.
And that was just to help help Aladdin get the, you know,
yeah,
win the day.
And then if anything, that just points to her intelligence too, because she knew it would.
Yeah, like, she knew.
She knew Jafar was an old creep. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing, going back to what Autumn said too, is just like, I agree with Chris. Like, why couldn't you make a whole movie whose that's the purpose?
I'd watch it. I'd want to watch it. I'd be like, oh, Jasmine.
Yeah, that's right. Like something I could get behind 100%. Like, I support that. But just like, it's just, everybody's bringing these old things out of the woodwork because there's not any ideas circulating, and it's all just a bunch of cash grabs because, like, Disney knows people are going to go see this.
Yeah, I can agree with you that it was
because
a cash
this generation
grab.
Is having kids right now. They grew up with this. They're going to take their kids to see it. It's yeah. just mm-hmm. we're double dipping on our money. Okay. It's like selling Skyrim 6 times. It's just going to sell.
Skyrim, he said it. My favorite game.
It's true. All
right, though. Let me ask you this question, Mark. Okay? Let's say you're 10 years old, okay? You've never seen the original Aladdin. Never seen it. Didn't even know about it. You watch this film as its own piece without no preconceptions of what it should be or what it should look like and so on and so forth. Was it a good movie?
It was all right.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
There we go. So, you know, it's...
It was all right, but my stuff just comes from, like, just how good Robin Williams was in that movie.
Well, it, you know, it's yeah. like it's like yeah. if they remade
but
Hook
if I didn't know,
or, you know, some other classic.
Like, if I had none of that in my mind, yeah, it was a decent movie.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say I would, like, it's not something I would, like, rush out to see again, but it wasn't bad.
I mean, I was going to say, I begged to differ, because when you were drunk, you were like, no, that movie was actually really good, and so...
Get him.
Oh.
Get him. I don't think I came out and said, like, it was, like, really good. I probably said what I just said right now, and I was like, it wasn't bad.
I have a Snapchat of this, if I...
Oh, man.
I don't recall that.
Are you ready to prepare this evidence to the court?
Oh, man, here we go.
I don't recall that at all.
Okay, all right. I got a good one to start us off with.
Okay.
I got a good topic. All right. So, Chris, I know, and Zach also, we're gonna start a little Star Wars news. I know we've been really hyped about the Ahsoka show.
Mm-hmm.
They came out with the official synopsis today.
Oh, I did not see
so
the synopsis.
I'm going to read it to you guys, and you can tell me what you think.
Okay.
All right. Ahsoka Tano, or Rosario Dawson, is on the hunt for an evil Grand Admiral Thrawn in hope that he'll find or help her find and locate the missing Ezra Bridger, the once young Jedi that once was with her, right? So it's going to be based on, let's see here, based on characters from the Star Wars franchise spinoff series Mandalorian and Rebels. Mm-hmm. So that is the official.
So pretty much they confirmed what a lot of people thought then,
yeah.
right? Yeah, it's not really.
Yeah, it's not really.
Well,
it's not,
well yeah. no, I'm
that was
stoked.
The last thing she asked.
It
Where's Thrawn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm just stoked that it's an official thing now.
Okay,
I'm not the Thrawn okay. part doesn't surprise me. It's the Ezra Bridger part.
Well, even that's not surprising because of how Rebels ended. You kind
but
of assumed,
but they didn't have to bring him in it.
They
she
didn't
just,
have
she
to.
She just
but...
says at the end of the episode, "Where's Thrawn?" Right?
My brother-in-law called yeah, that but, like way before it happened.
Yeah, because of yeah. how significant his relationship with her was in Rebels and everything that happened during Rebels, it's kind of assumed she would be chasing after Thrawn and it involved Ezra, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of assumed.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, what is her connection to Thrawn? Why is she in particular really wanting to go after Thrawn? Unless Ezra was involved.
Do it.
So either way, dude, that either way, it's exciting. Do they have any dates?
Next year.
Next year? Okay.
They say spring of 2022.
Disney's just nice. Throwing everything out, bro. They're trying to make all
they
that
still,
money back.
They still haven't announced who's playing Ezra, have they?
They said we're not.
No, there's another article that I'm going to read here in a second when I find it that's rumored cast, but not official
yeah,
cast.
Yeah, I've been seeing a couple of different rumors floating
around.
All right,
around. Guys, I was saving it for you know, the podcast, but it's me.
You know who they're actually rumored for Ezra Bridger, the first candidate, is the guy who played Aladdin.
Oh, and, really? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know what? I did yeah. see that one. I did see that one. Him, and then the other one I liked, which could be a total spoof, was Raul Cooley.
Yeah.
That yeah, was yeah. another one. So,
but
that...
would you honestly, at this point, though, you have to say that you have to go back and watch Rebels, right? In order to watch the show, you're going to have to.
I would say, if you want to understand what's going on, yeah. Because there's so much backstory, and like you're going to be like, who the hell is this Ezra dude?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, yeah, I would argue that's kind of mandatory watching for that series.
It's not a bad series.
That makes more sense because, like, the Mandalorian, really good, you could get away with, like, not knowing anything.
Yeah, Mando, like this, you don't need nothing.
But that makes more sense that, like, you know, would include, like, a history lesson.
And I think there was some strategy into that because I know a couple of people who I've talked to who Mando was kind of their bridge into new Star Wars. Because, like, maybe they saw some of the older movies and stuff, but they didn't care about Star Wars. And then they were like, oh, what is this Mandalorian thing? And they hopped in and they were, like, hooked. Mandalorian, like, brought them back to Star Wars. And, like, these are people I've known for years who didn't give a crap about Star Wars, and now they're all about Star Wars because of the Mandalorian.
Well, to be honest, like, up until this point, you never really had, like, a big insight into, like, the Mandalorian, like, culture or anything. Like, you had little snippets of, like, Boba and Jango, but did you really travel down that rabbit hole of, like...
Unless you're Zach and you read all the books.
Yeah, no, unless you read the comics. Yeah. I mean, like, I get that,
but a lot of people aren't going to do that.
No. Yeah. Yeah, most people didn't have that.
That's what you call a super fan.
I mean, I think Mandalorian itself is, I mean, it's essentially just a good story, and I think that's why people are gravitating towards it.
Yeah.
And it's
accessible.
It's a familiar genre, which is like a Western, but with this Star Wars packaging on it. And, you know, it's just, it's that tale that everybody, well, I don't know about everybody loves, but I know I love, like, you know, the lone gunman who roams the... Kind of like the samurai, you know.
Well, it's the wolf and the cub. It's the classic Japanese story. The baby and the guardian, basically. Yeah, it's a classic story that's told all throughout mythology and history and movies and stuff, and it works so well with what they set up in The Mandalorian.
So you brought up a really cool point right now. You said I love it because they're storytelling, right? So I want to bring up a question I just thought of. If you take out the fact that it's Star Wars and it's Marvel, and you look at their new shows and what they've came out with. Just story. What's the better series right now? The Mandalorian or what you just saw in WandaVision?
Mandalorian.
Mandalorian's better for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, I want you to really think about, like, removing the Star Wars cap and removing the Marvel cap.
Yeah,
and just
because at the end of the day, writing. I mean, I'm not going to say I've seen WandaVision before, but I've seen shows like that.
Okay.
You know, where, I'm changing my reality. Oh, you know, it's magic. You know, and it's... And then, you know, to put on top of that, the WandaVision has a lot of callbacks.
Yes.
And they kind of rely on all those callbacks to kind of give the show more, I don't know, validity.
We were also talking about right before we started about how, like, there hasn't really been a spin or anything on, like, a modern Western. And you just describing that, like, really made me think, well, The Mandalorian could be considered.
Oh, God, that first episode.
Absolutely.
That first episode.
It scratches that itch.
Because Rob was talking about, like, possibly, well, never mind, I don't want to go into that, but.
What? No, you say it. It's going
into the later parts in the podcast, but, like, Rob was talking about a possible, like, you know, thinking about a Red Dead Redemption movie.
Oh.
So,
Mark's referring to, let's just get into it now.
We can get into it.
So. Turns out we have listeners.
Whoever you are,
unbelievable.
We thank you.
Yeah, if you're listening right now.
Hey, we love you all. Just keep telling people. Spread the good word.
We appreciate you. But they send in a question to Rob. We have an email address. You want to give them that email address right now?
Yeah, it is. I got to look it up.
Oh, man.
It is.
This is going to be edited.
It is the rantpodcast@gmail.com.
It's fartbubbles2021.
No, that's what I just said.
The rant podcast. Hey, that's the password, man.
So the rant podcast.
I'm also going to upload on Instagram. That's probably the best way of getting a hold of us as well. During the week after the podcast episode drops, I'll ask.
Just do 30-second reels.
Yeah.
They get views like super quick.
Yeah. 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 So, anyways, go ahead.
I completely forgot what I was
saying. Oh, yes.
You were saying
yes. Yes.
Okay.
We got distracted. So, our listener. Whoever you are out there, you sent Rob an email.
You're unbelievable.
And
listeners.
What did the email say, Rob?
All right. So
they had a question.
The question that was presented was if you were a new director and you had a favorite game or a game franchise and you were able to direct a movie of your favorite game or favorite
movie
franchise
adaptation,
what would it be? And it can't be a movie that is already being produced.
Or has been done before.
Oh man, I would love to redo a Resident Evil because they didn't give that movie.
They did
justice.
That
as much as I love
dirty.
Mila Jovovich, and I love.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. I liked watching the Resident Evils. Actually, I enjoyed watching the Resident Evils.
They're dumb fun.
But yeah, that's the problem.
I can.
Yeah,
but anyways, what would be your movie that hasn't or a game that hasn't been?
I mean, there's two of them that come to mind.
Okay.
My action spy flick would be Metal Gear Solid.
Okay.
Who would it star, though?
Oh, I have another one that just came to my mind as well.
If I had my Dreamcast,
I would think a rugged Bradley Cooper.
No, it'd be two people. There's two people that can play that role in my mind, okay? The first one, if I can get them, would be a young Kurt Russell.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Playing Solid Snake. Okay? And for Liquid, I would probably want Liquid Snake, who's the protagonist.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman.
Oh,
yo, dude. I could probably rock with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know. For those of you guys who aren't familiar with Metal Gear Solid, it's a movie about, or it's a game, a spy game about this nuclear mechs, right?
Yeah, they're mechs.
And you're sent in as a lone soldier to take down these mechs from destroying the world, of course. And it's an awesome game.
Yeah, it's great. It goes way deeper than that.
Would recommend.
That's just
good
surface
level.
Yeah, that's just surface. That's,
it's a very philosophical Kojima game. If you guys know who Kojima is.
Hideo Kojima.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that game is fantastic.
Well, I mean, that game itself is I think, a very good size. But his later games, they have like 45-minute cutscenes.
Yeah.
Well, just craziness.
Well, Roman, I mean, you know, Roman, he's been on the podcast before. He likes to call Kojima as a game maker who wants to be a filmmaker.
Yeah.
Basically, he wants to be a film director, but he can't because he makes games. So he makes games that are
basically
films.
Yeah.
Like if you play Death Stranding, I love Death Stranding, but you are kind of playing, it is kind of like a slow movie.
You're just playing a movie.
Yeah.
A walking sim.
Yeah. I mean, it's still a good game. I would argue, like, once you get past, you know, once you get more into that game, it's a lot of fun, but
yeah.
That's neither here nor there.
And then the other game would
be
my
unique audience.
Yeah. My beloved Skyrim.
It's not for everyone. Skyrim?
Yeah. The whole Alduin World Eater storyline, the dragon storyline.
Okay.
That'd be dope to see on screen. I don't know who would play Dragonborn, though.
So how do you do that, though? Because you have different paths.
It would have to be a series.
Okay.
Okay, let me break it down this way.
We're going down the rabbit hole, guys.
So think Avengers, Justice League, those teams, okay? Dragonborn teams up with an assassin, a mage, a thief.
Okay.
And
you've clearly thought of this before.
No.
He busts out a 120-page script right now.
I just have
you just
this.
Hear a slap on the table.
Yeah.
You know what he does, right? He writes it while he's in the world, VR style.
I have a lot of hours in there. I have all my little ventures. That'd be dope. And then you just have it kind of like this epic Lord of Rings-esque thing where they're all taking down the World Eater dragon who's trying to
That'd be dope,
the world,
dude. So. That'd be dope. I could see that. They should film that in Iceland, too. That'd be like the perfect setting for Skyrim, dude. Iceland. Yeah. Oh, my God. That'd be dope.
What do you got?
Me?
What's yours?
Okay. So since you did two, I kind of want to do two.
I'm also going to do two.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to.
Man,
okay.
We are double dipping.
So, So this one's a little more recent, but there's not a lot of games that had the impact that this game had with me, and that's Control. Have you guys played Control?
Okay.
That's actually a really good idea.
That is a good idea.
It is such a good game. So Control, basically, it's this weird... So do you know... did you play Alan Wake at all?
Yes.
Alan Wake. So you know how it's got like that weird, trippy, sort of psychological thriller type thing going on?
Uh-huh.
So Control is like if you take that and mix it with like X-Files and mix it with like creepypasta stories and stuff. It's really interesting, dude. So like
creepypasta stories?
Like these weird, it's not creepypasta. I forget what chat board it is, but there's a chat board online where they got a lot of the ideas for that game from. But basically the idea is that there's this weird force in the world that makes, I think they're called AWEs. I can't remember what it stands for, but basically there's these objects in the world that possess this weird power. So there might be a coffee cup that will randomly just duplicate itself. And so like you'll just keep, so for instance, you know, if you're in the building and there's a coffee cup, you'll see it, a copy of it in different places. And it just keeps happening and keeps happening. There's like all these weird objects that have really weird mundane powers and stuff.
So how would you make this into a movie?
So the game, your character, I'm not going to spoil the game for you, but basically the character is searching for her brother because he was taken away when one of these weird world events happened in her hometown. And so she tracks down this super secret government agency that's called the Bureau of Control. And she's looking for them there. And so you could kind of have it that, because the whole game is based in the building itself. Because the building is like this really weird living building that's kind of morphing and changing and moving.
Sounds trippy.
It is a trip, and sounds it's like kind of hard to describe as I'm like sitting here.
It sounds like a Matrix-y kind of game.
It's very weird, dude, but it's very good. Like, it's got all this weird pseudoscience stuff in it.
So, okay, so let's break it down this way. What genre would you put the movie in, and who's starring in it?
Psychological thriller, and I would probably either Jessica Chastain or...
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I can't think of her name right now. Gosh, what's her name? She was
Natalie Portman.
No, she was in the Jurassic Park, the newer movies. Howard. Yeah, Bryce Dallas Howard.
She's a great director.
I have her, too.
She's a really good director.
One of those two. But yeah, dude, so I would just look up a couple YouTube videos. You'll probably want to play it after it, because it's really cool. Like, you've got this living gun that
changes. Is it in VR?
Like, unfortunately, no.
And is it a mod for Skyrim?
No, it's not.
Then I probably won't.
Oh man!
But it's a great game. I think it would translate well to cinema. And then the next one I would do. I'm sorry, Mark, if you were going to say this, but God of War.
Ooh,
God of War has to be made.
Ooh,
into
I want to change my mind.
Movie.
You son of a.
You know what? By the look on his face, I don't think he had that in his mind.
Nope, I would have played Kratos.
Mark does kind of look like
been
Kratos.
Dead Kratos. Hell yeah, you would have been dead Kratos. All right.
That, I love
just
that.
Just put
that.
Baby powder
oh,
on me.
Man,
and honestly, I love the direction they're going with the new one. Like, it would be cool to kind of go back and do like the earlier games. But no, I think the story they're setting up right now is too damn good. I think you'd follow up with that old man Kratos story.
You'd have like years and years of movies. If you start at the beginning.
True, you got the sequels all lined up.
So you could either do it, you want to set up a movie franchise, or do you want to do a little trilogy that's high budget, high quality, right?
Well,
do you want more movies but less quality, or do you want less movies but higher quality?
We still don't even know where this one's going.
Yeah.
I say hit them with the highest quality thing you can and set up like a little trilogy and then call it, dude.
All right, who's your star?
Oh, that's so hard, dude.
Dave Bautista.
That's not the worst idea.
That's not the worst idea. I haven't thought about who the star is, to be honest with you.
But he couldn't walk around shirtless because he's got all those body fats. So.
John Cena.
No.
Hell
no.
I'm joking. Of course not.
I almost want to say Tom Hardy, but I don't even know.
I almost want to say Stone Cold Steve Austin. No,
you might have to get a wrestler for this, dude.
No, I don't
think. I don't know if he has that same rage.
I think you might have to get a wrestler for this.
No, there's no way. You'd have to find somebody who can act, because a wrestler, I think, would just royally mess it up. I mean, I know they're actors to some extent, but no.
Or at least send them to acting classes.
Yeah.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Someone who could rage, though, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Dwayne, that's in other news. We can talk about Dwayne later.
All right, I got two. So the first one is kind of cheap. You guys are going to be like, oh, that was teed up for you. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit Become Human should be actually...
That game's already a movie.
It is, but...
So you just remove the QuickTime events, basically.
Yes, and make it a movie. But no. But here's the thing. I would love to see it live action. I don't want to see it like...
Yeah,
obviously, it looks great as a game itself.
It's a great looking game,
but the story behind it is really good. And I would replace some of the actors. Obviously,
the
I'm going to keep
Anatomy guy.
I know, I'd keep Jesse.
No, dude, okay. Actually, I got a better
good.
Idea.
All right, Rob,
I would keep Jesse.
They're all listening right now. Who are you going to fire?
I got to pull up his.
All
this.
The actors are like, oh,
no,
I'm going to get a
I
job.
I think he should leave the real time decisions in there while the movie's going. The audience picks, and it's a majority decision, and you have to live with it.
That
democracy.
So the Detroit
it's like
cast.
You and the audience press the red or the blue button.
Right.
Oh, this little girl dies. You're bad.
You're
so
bad.
So I want to replace Connor.
Connor. Really?
Yes.
Why?
With Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I can't argue with that.
Thank you.
Actually.
Thank you.
If you had
to take my bow now.
Argued,
I'm going to take my bow now because Joseph Gordon-Levitt would play a great Connor.
I'm just picturing his character from Inception and I'm like, yeah, that works.
That works. That's him. Literally. That's what I thought of too.
Yeah.
And then the second one is the Mass Effect franchise.
Oh, I hate you. Man, you and Zach got really good ones.
I knew you were going to say that. Uh-huh. So that's why I didn't say
but
it.
But I'm going to take.
That would have been one of mine.
But I'm also going to take your actor, and I think Tom Hardy would make a great Commander Shepard.
Oh, he would. I think he would. Well, yes.
He doesn't look like Commander Shepard.
He doesn't need to.
No. You know who would be a good Commander Shepard? The guy who plays Fuck, I forgot.
I
his
actually
name.
Disagree with that.
He plays.
Okay, all right, hang
he
on.
He plays Dredd, Judge Dredd. He plays Bones,
Carl Urban.
Count Urban. Oh, as yes. Commander Shepard.
Okay, no.
Yes.
That's good. That yes. is good. I'll take that. But what was your original one, Zach, that you were thinking?
So I don't like Tom Hardy. I don't like him in that role because he does better acting when he's not speaking.
I see.
He's just grunty.
I see. You're right.
You he's more. He's more of a physical actor, and Commander Shepard has a lot of
A
lot of dialogue, a lot of quips. He's a little depending on Paragon or Renegade. Yeah. You know. So yeah.
Let's just say the movie's made in Paragon. Honestly, that's probably what would happen.
It would be Kyle Irving being an asshole,
Kyle
but also
Urban, dude.
But also being
that's
the
good.
Hero.
That's
they need.
Good.
They need to make another Dredd movie.
That's
by
good.
The way.
Oh, dude, he's on the Boys. You guys
he
watch
was
the Boys?
So good. Yeah. Yeah. He's
I can't
great.
Wait for the next
All right, Mark. It's up to you,
Marky
sir.
Mark.
Down to you, rather. That's what I meant to say.
He's all Monopoly.
I'm going to add in the Jeopardy music now.
I would probably go with Diablo.
Okay.
Diablo.
Okay.
Nice.
Now, is this just a single, or is this like a,
no,
it's got
to
be a trilogy?
I mean, we're up to Diablo 3. They're working on Diablo 4 right now, so you got sequels set up, but...
How do you even tackle
yeah,
that?
Exactly. How do you like, I don't that? Know who you it would have to be something along the lines of what Chris is doing with Skyrim. You'd have
yeah.
to have just
like a series.
You'd have to have like a group because that's essentially what it is mm-hmm. you're a co-op playing with your friends, you know, like going through essentially trying to stop the devil.
Right.
I mean, obviously things like, you know, the Butcher and Diablo himself or Asmodan, all those guys would all probably be like CG.
Right.
Just voice acted, but yeah, as far as like the main cast and stuff like that, I don't know. I really don't know who would be good to play those parts. I'd really have to sit down and think about it, but I would love to see those movies because oh my god, just like to can you imagine like the opening credits and stuff with just the main title theme like
oh,
playing
dude hell yeah man
his eyes
you guys,
just rolled back
have you guys played
right
Diablo
yes
you guys have played
have.
Diablo
I've never played it
oh,
I have.
Okay okay yeah, so you kind of know.
The old ones are so good, and they're so scary,
dude.
And then, like, just, like, the stuff that you see with them, like, that they're working on with Diablo 4 already, like,
mm-hmm.
looks kind of like that return to, like, that creepy, like, gory, like, play style that it was before.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But, like, Diablo 3 was a great game, don't get me wrong. I played the crap out of it. I probably have, like, hundreds of hours into that game, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that would be my choice. I also mentioned it. I didn't really want to go with a PlayStation game, but I did mention that I do think a Horizon movie would be really good.
That's a good one too, dude. Honestly. Yeah.
It'd be basically like essentially like a fucking like a dinosaur fucking Transformers movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be, but I mean
but
if
good.
They did it right yeah. though. Because they have the whole... I love the backstory of the game.
So good.
And, like, they didn't do enough of it. I feel like, I really like when you... You know what they should do with that game? They should make a prequel movie to that game and actually show... what is the project called? I think it's called Project Horizon Dawn, right?
Yeah. So,
and
yeah.
they should show, like, that whole lead-up and that war with the machines and everything.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
And, like, how the AI, like, what the AI
does.
How it
came to be,
yeah. Yeah, that would be dope, dude. Okay, I'm on board with that.
Did you guys hear about the actual new video game movie coming out, though?
There's a couple.
Yeah.
You mean Mortal Kombat?
No, sir. I know you're excited
talking
for
about,
that.
Are we talking Sony?
I saw the
no,
couple
I'm
things from that.
Nintendo.
That actually looks really good.
Nintendo.
I'm actually excited for the new Mortal Kombat.
Hold there's, on, Nintendo?
Yes.
Nintendo?
There's a Super Mario Brothers movie coming
out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. As if they didn't run out of material enough already.
Oh, man.
We're going to Super Mario Brothers.
John Leguizamo. I can't say his name. What's
his
last name?
It's John cartoon. It's a cartoon.
No, so you're telling me that cover that I've seen with Mario on one side and
that
Luigi
is a real
on the
thing.
Other, that's a, oh
that
no.
is a real thing.
Oh, my God. Did they not learn their lesson?
Apparently not.
Did
that live action one was good.
Did Dennis Hopper not scare the devil out of them
well,
from
I mean,
making
it
a new
was,
one?
It was live action, right? So, I mean,
oh,
this
Autumn,
is going to be
did you have any video games you think would be good as a movie?
No, not really. I couldn't think of anything.
Not even Overwatch? Come on.
Oh, yeah, I did say Overwatch
okay.
earlier. I did.
In her defense, she did say Overwatch before she showed up, but we figured that would kind of be a cop-out because you would be, it would, one, be animated.
And two, you already
and
have
two,
the voices.
You already have your cast.
Dude, what if they did like an Into the Spider-Verse thing with it?
But I would
with like different
love,
animation styles for the different characters.
Love an Overwatch movie.
Yes.
Dude.
Because like it just seems like they're trying to get that story out there and it's there. They just need to do it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they're trying to do with Overwatch 2. But it's just like, dude, they could score big on a movie.
Oh,
Blizzard
yeah.
has so many good movie ideas.
Yeah.
And now that they're like with the greedy Activision, they just need to do it.
I think Destiny's gameplay, obviously everyone loves it,
mm-hmm.
but their story could probably be better in a movie.
Destiny's story.
Uh-huh.
Well, part of their problem is most of their story is wrapped up in their lore.
Yeah.
And a lot of their lore you have to, like, read.
Yep.
And, like, people just don't like to just sit there and read anymore.
Me and Chris talked about this before Zach got here and before you, and when you were downstairs. Me and Chris think that just, like, we just don't think that. Or I don't know if Chris did, but I mentioned that, like, I just don't see a way a Destiny movie is good.
Yeah, it was, well, it's because it's very complicated.
Yeah.
Story. And then it would have to be a show. It would have to be like a series of some sort.
Because
there's no way you can fit that much
because
story.
Because I feel like that would be like such a huge miss, like this Monster Hunter movie that just recently came out.
Oh, yeah.
God, that was a swing and a miss for sure.
I don't even know. There's no basis. Like, I don't know why they thought that would be a good idea. I don't know if they just thought, like, oh, okay, well, people, like, love, like, big monsters fighting. Like, you know, you just seen the recent Godzilla versus, you know, Kong.
Well, I think it's because that game really blew up with Monster Hunter World. Like,
it reached more audiences. It wasn't just on Nintendo, and even just the recent Monster Hunter Rise, I was just telling Autumn, has already sold like how many millions of copies, and
exactly.
It's only been out for a few days.
Exactly, it's one of the world's biggest franchises.
Yeah.
So, like, I think that they felt like it was the right time to do it. They just. Unfortunately, it looks like they hired the Resident Evil team to make it.
Exactly, and the funny part is one of the main characters was the same chick.
Exactly, that's why I'm saying it.
Yeah, it's the same director, isn't it?
I don't know, but it looks like it.
I think it is.
I'm just so scared that they're going to butcher Borderlands,
you know what, though?
Man.
What's kind of cool, though,
man.
Is that her husband makes all those movies, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's all like... They probably
it's
just do it just for fun, yeah. I think that's kind of cool.
It's just a paycheck
well,
at that point.
We need to start, like, if cancel culture is going to stick around, cancel this, man. He's ruining lives.
He's ruining franchises.
Yeah, he's Gross. Taking stuff down. He's throwing darts at these things,
well,
man.
Well, wasn't there one German director, Uwe Boll, who made a bunch of bad video game movies?
Yeah.
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 Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
Oh, sorry to interrupt, Rob, but you had to continue on with the whole Mario Brothers. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
I
mean, like, part of me hopes it comes out good because that's childhood, but...
No, oh, yeah, no.
I'm not particularly excited. And you
is
said
it all
it's an animated
be 2D?
Movie?
Everything is animated. It's animated. The whole thing's animated.
No, I just want to see it just...
Which I think
studio?
Actually is better.
What studio's behind it?
I did not see that.
Okay.
I'll look that up for you right now.
Because if they get like a legit, you know, Japanese anime studio to like produce it and to make it, then maybe. But if it's like a freaking, not
they
Sony,
don't even talk like that either. Like, what are they going to do? Is it going to just be a bunch of, let's go?
See, it's so weird. How is it going to work?
Luigi just chiming in with the
and
occasional,
and you know it's gonna be, and you know it's gonna be 3D computer animation. It's not gonna be 2D, so
no,
it's
definitely
it,
looks
it,
computer.
No, they definitely have the right company behind them.
Who?
Illumination.
Who?
Illumination, the guys that make Despicable Me and
it did say that on the cover from the
creators
of Despicable Me.
Universal.
So it's Universal.
That makes sense.
And it makes sense because Mario World or whatever they're
is that Universal Studios.
Isn't that Steven Spielberg's? Steven Spielberg is DreamWorks.
Yeah, but basically, you know, Illumination. So
another cash grab, man.
Kind of.
Yeah,
I would have to agree with you there.
I don't particularly care about that one.
Hey, Chris, what's this text message you sent me last night about Christian Bale reportedly returning as Batman?
Oh, you caught me off guard on that.
I sure did.
We took a sharp right.
I know. I was like, what?
To video games, to Batman. What's
to
up?
To Batman. I didn't even read the article. I just sent it to you. I just saw the title.
Unbelievable. Let's scratch that out.
Yeah.
Okay, back to video games and
back
Mario.
Back to video games.
Goodness, you send us articles you don't even read.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unbelievable.
I just hope, like, because, like, I don't know. It just seems like I said, the ideas aren't there. And there are so many good video games that have great, like, storytelling and just great, like, worlds. And I just feel like they're plucking from this and they're just missing, man.
They are. Like, so I know one, I don't know how far along they are, but Ghost of Tsushima. Did you guys play that game?
I did not.
You didn't? So
played
nobody here played it?
Played
okay,
the demo.
So Sony is in the works to make that into a
Keanu Reeves is the rumored guy I heard.
See, so there it's Keanu. No, it's actually the guy who made the John Wick movies is directing.
Oh, it's no wonder Keanu Reeves is in the running.
So, yeah, a lot of people are thinking Keanu. Yeah. I'm hoping it's the voice actor.
But that's going to be on some, like I was saying earlier, that's going to be on some, like, Last Samurai shit with Tom Cruise.
No, dude. Sucker Punch, the studio behind the game, they are heavily involved in the production of the movie. And they drew a lot of inspiration from the old Kurosawa films, the old Japanese samurai flicks. I don't know if anybody here watches any of those.
Mm-hmm.
But they drew a lot of inspiration from those movies. And so I'm really hoping that this is almost like a modern Kurosawa film that they're kind of chasing after. Because, dude, if you think about it, there hasn't been a good samurai, like a really good samurai movie.
The last good samurai movie was Last Samurai.
Last Samurai, and that one...
Was that good, though?
I liked it.
I liked it, but I recognize that it's not a good, like, samurai movie for, like, culturally.
I just feel like you gotta boot, like, any American actors, man. It's gotta be,
yeah, I don't understand why they're getting Tom Cruise as the main protagonist in the game. White? Is he a white dude? Or?
No. So Ghost of Tsushima is 100% Japanese. It's a Japanese story about, you know, a little island, Tsushima.
I heard it's a tearjerker, too.
Like it is. Oh, it got me so bad in the third act. But so so to set up the game for people who didn't play it, it's about the island of Tsushima during the Mongol invasion of Japan. So basically, the Mongols come in to invade the island, and the whole game is you play a protagonist named Jin, who he's the nephew of one of like the highest like lords of the island, and so he's like banding together and like trying to find samurais that survived the first attack and to try to like put up resistance against the Mongols. And it's a really good game, and it's an even better story.
Yeah, it sounds like a really good story.
And like it's really, dude, when you play it, like it's just gorgeous with like the movement of the game. Like there's a lot of wind involved, so there's a lot of like particles and leaves and stuff. It really does look like you're watching like a samurai movie, and that's why I'm so excited for it. And especially, you know, the John Wick guy's directing it, so you know the action's gonna be good.
Yeah,
dude. I just hope they keep it authentic is my problem.
Well, I really like that guy who plays Scorpion in the new Mortal Kombat. He was on Westworld. I don't know if you ever seen that show, but in that show they actually have like different worlds.
Mm-hmm.
So there's Westworld, which is like a Western thing, right? And then there's like Samurai World or something like that. And it's all, you know, samurais and, mm-hmm. you know, ancient Japan and stuff. They even had a joke with a Game of Thrones.
Like
a Game of Thrones world in there. Yeah, there's a shot where they have a dragon in one of the rooms. But anyways, okay. There's a guy who plays a samurai in that. I forgot his name. Let me look it up. Hmm. But he's actually really good. And there's an episode in there where he has like this basically just like a showdown with somebody, and it's done like in that old samurai way or samurai like cinema.
Yeah.
You know, and it's excellent, dude. It's excellent. It's Westworld. I think it's season 2.
See, I've only watched season 1 and like a half of Westworld. So I really need to catch up on that show.
I also think reverting back, I think I just had a light bulb just clicked in my head. Dark Souls or a Bloodborne movie would be legit.
Ooh, those would be good. That'd be. Not, I've talked about this movie before, Sucker Punch, but I feel like it would be like a Sucker Punch style movie. Because in Sucker Punch, she's just going through world to world, fighting boss to boss, kind of. I picture that would be kind of like a darker...
But I just think like them expanding on the story, like in those mm-hmm. in those games, would be pretty awesome.
Almost like, yeah, how that would be interesting, dude. If it's done right, because I could see it going exactly. so bad.
Yeah,
I could.
You got a 50-50 shot.
Mm-hmm. What if they rebooted the Resident Evil franchise with the new story structure that they're going with the new games?
Oh, you mean the remakes?
With the Ethan Winters story.
Oh, okay. No, I think that would be legit. I really do like the newer. I already pre-ordered the new Resident Evil. So.
I did, too. Did you guys play the newer ones? Resident Evil 7?
No, I haven't.
7 was really good. If you ever get the chance, it's even fun in VR if you have a PlayStation. But
yeah, it's great in VR.
Is that the one with the house?
Yeah. With like the old creepy, like,
yeah, it's all first person.
Family. Yeah.
And it very much goes back to its roots of a survival horror.
Okay. Yeah. Cause the last one I played was Resident Evil 5.
Yeah.
That was like the co op one.
That was way back.
That was the one after.
That was with Chris Redfield. Yeah. That was a cool game.
It was the one after the weird, like, cult village one. Oh, with,
Resident Evil 4,
yeah.
Which is my personal favorite.
That was a good game. I played it on GameCube.
Yeah.
You guys aren't even talking my language right now. I don't play Resident Evil. So.
Oh, man.
Found that guy's name if you guys are interested.
Yeah.
I'm going to butcher this. Hiroki Sanada.
Do you have a picture of him?
Yeah. Let's even pull it up.
I might recognize him. Might not.
I guess he was on, he was a Silver Samurai in, Logan.
Yeah, I've seen him.
Oh, I've seen that guy too.
Yeah, you know, he's an excellent actor, dude.
Yeah, man. So I'm excited for that Ghost of Tsushima movie, whatever happens with it.
It's crazy that it just came out and it's already getting like regard for like a movie.
Oh, dude, it was a huge game for them. Like, it was bigger than most people give it credit for.
So, unrelated to these video game movies, did you guys hear the story that they're going to make, or they're planning to make, Gladiator Part 2?
Are you serious?
For reals?
Yeah. So, apparently, okay, so this is from my understanding. It was on the books with Ridley Scott. He wanted to film it, right? So, what did the producer say? It's on the ledger.
Okay.
So, it doesn't mean it's happening, but, you know, it's on the to-do list, basically. Right. And recently, I guess Russell Crowe and Chris Hemsworth, Thor, they just shot a movie, and now they're in talks with each other, they came up together, to co-produce Gladiator 2, where Thor, or Chris Hemsworth, is Maximus's son.
Oh, wow. That'd be interesting, I guess.
Yeah, but, you know, what's kind of weird, though, is like, if you guys remember from the Gladiator movie,
First off, he's Irish and he's Australian. So how's that going to work?
Well, I don't know, dude. Well, look, okay. So it's possible two people, right? In my opinion, there's two people he could be. He could be either the little boy who Commodus, the mom, not really the son, but like the pseudo, pretend son. I forgot what's the kid's name in the movie.
I haven't seen Gladiator.
It's been a minute.
I
know who you're talking about.
I don't know if it's Claudius or something.
Dang,
like that.
We're failing the fans right now.
I know. Well, I mean,
you guys know who you're talking. We're talking about.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Gladiator is an old movie, and it's just my favorite movie. Yeah. So this is exciting for me. But it could be the son of Commodus's sister who had a thing for Russell Crowe's character, for Maximus. I don't think it's his son, the one that gets trampled in the beginning. Pretty sure it's not him. Because they get trampled and hanged, the wife and the kid.
It's pretty ruthless.
Yeah, and the wife, she's she has like really olive skin, you know, and I think the son did too. So I don't know if that has anything, you know. Obviously, Chris Hemsworth looks more like the little boy from the princess, or not the princess, but I forget everybody's name. Dang it!
We just need to have a night where we rewatch it.
I should just pull up their names so I can just see what their names are.
Go for it.
Yep. You just have to edit this out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. It's taking forever now. Seems typical, huh?
Mm-hmm. Four.
Gladiator. Russell Crowe.
Woo, woo, woo.
I gave Zach his clip right there.
There's my clip.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm just getting a little refresher here.
It's the podcast. Woo, woo, woo.
We're gonna have a soundboard, you know that, right?
I don't even care.
So,
oh yeah, Roman's going in. Roman's the first one. This will be the second one.
Okay, so her the lady's name is Lucilla.
Okay,
okay. So her son. So she's the sister of Joaquin Phoenix's character.
Yes,
Commodus. Okay?
Yes, yes.
So he has like a creepy thing for her and all that stuff. Do you guys remember if she sleeps with Maximus in the movie? I think she does, right?
I remember her sleeping with someone. I don't remember. It's been a minute, man.
Well, dude. No, she fell asleep on the... No. She, Commodus was kind of creeping on her, and he fell asleep because she gave him that tonic.
Yes, yeah.
While he was, you know, getting a little really friendly with his own sister. But I don't know. I want to say there's like a jail scene where she goes to see him in the prison, and they end up hooking up. I don't know if that's... I don't think that's real.
I don't recall that.
I think, I don't know if that was like a behind the scenes scene that was cut or something. I don't know.
So who's the other character you're thinking about he could play?
Well, I was going to say,
if they had a baby, that'd be his character.
But most likely it's probably going to be the little boy from...
Yeah, because he said his actual like family doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because they're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know...
Unless, you know, like he's Thor in the movie too and he just survived the hanging. He's like...
Well, I mean, is Russell Crowe going to come back in voice... Because, I mean, he's dead in the movie.
Yeah.
He's been passed away.
He's going to narrate.
voice
flashback,
flashback or voiceover. I don't know.
Well, I'm Morgan Freeman.
Maybe he'll have a Han Solo Force Ghost, Force not Ghost? Force Ghost. Moment.
Oh my god!
Oh jeez.
So when's this come out, or when's there one of the projections
it's
of
just
this?
It's just in talk, so it might not be.
So it's not even a okay.
Yeah, it's not even a thing. It's a rumor. It's a possibility.
Look, with all the ridiculous movies that they're making sequels for that they shouldn't, I wouldn't throw it out.
So you would be okay with that, seeing a second one? I don't know. It's too good of a movie. Like, it's like, I don't want you to touch it, you know?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, even if they make a part two, like, that's the one thing, like, I somewhat agree, like, on sequels, is, like, when they make a part two and it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
But this sounds like a solid idea, though.
It doesn't take away from the first movie. I mean,
exactly. This
you
is
know,
something
the movie
like
still exists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. So you could separate them if you really needed
it's
to.
Like
if
as
it's
if
that
you,
bad of a movie.
It's like as if you brought, like, if it was something that kind of ended some way and you brought back the whole same cast to, like, do something similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just like this is like a whole, like an offset kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just what I'm looking forward to.
It's like it's just in the same universe.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. I mean,
that'd be pretty dope.
I think he'd do a good job. I'm not saying he wouldn't, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm still excited. Like, the most excited for a movie I got was, like, and I don't even know how I feel about it or how it's going to go.
Space Jam 2.
Nope.
No.
I will not go see that movie.
Space Jam.
I will not go see that movie.
Ready Player LeBron.
Ready Player LeBron.
Bro, I lost full when I saw the little poster they did of, what's her name? Is it Babs?
Lola Bunny.
Lola.
Are you that upset about it?
I don't remember.
Dude.
Lola Bunny, where she's like doing the Dwayne Wade thing where he threw that loop.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this is corny.
What is she doing?
Oh my God.
Yeah, so, okay. Yeah, there's a.
LeBron's trying too hard.
Yeah.
LeBron James used to play for the Miami Heat, right?
Yeah.
His teammate was Dwayne Wade. They had this moment, God, back in
2009. It was super sick when it happened. I'm not going to lie. But
Dwayne Wade passes LeBron the ball. And he looks into the camera like this and goes like this. And behind him in the foreground.
Well, it was because he threw it behind him. So, like, he was on a fast break and they thought he was just going to score the basket, but he knew LeBron was behind him. So he threw it up. And right when he threw it up, he spread his arms open and lifted the camera like this. And then, like, LeBron's up in the air and he's about to just yam the.
So, what does that have to do with Lola Bunny?
Oh,
they recreated
that image with the cartoons throwing him the oop and he's dunking it like that. And
yeah.
Yeah, I was like, dude, this is so corny, man. They're trying too hard.
I mean, sure. Did you guys watch the first Space Jam?
Yeah.
I love the first
think,
Space Jam.
Look, I know you love
we're
it.
We're all 90s kids here.
Come on. But I see where Chris might be going with this.
Well, I was older than you guys, and I remember it being stupid.
Yeah.
I love that shit.
As a kid, it was great.
Yeah, we were kids.
But
yeah.
Go rewatch it now.
As a thinking adult, it was stupid.
I bought the cassette of the soundtrack. So.
Welcome to the Space Jam. Do your dance.
Hey, man, I know we got canceled. I know we got canceled, but
I believe I can fly.
You got canceled, too?
Yeah, he's man, he's like actually going through court cases.
Oh, R. Kelly. I thought it was Seal for some reason.
No,
I was like,
what
happened to Seal?
No.
No, he just likes white women. No, just
kissed on a rose.
That's Seal. Yeah. You got the wrong movie.
Yeah. That's a badass song, dude.
Baby. That is a good song.
That was on, what was that, Batman?
Forever.
Batman Forever. Val Kilmer.
Well, anyway, Rob, like he usually does, deters us from what I was actually going to say.
Oh, here we go.
I'm pretty excited for the Matrix 4.
Yeah, dude.
We were talking about Gladiator. You went to the Matrix?
No, I mean, we were just talking about movies.
I'm done about talking Gladiator. I was just saying, I just wanted to mention
He was just saying he's excited about something.
Well, yeah, he was sitting there saying that he was excited for a Gladiator remake, and I'm still excited from the news of the Matrix 4.
Do you know what the story's about?
I have no idea what it could go into.
Nobody knows anything.
Because
knows
technically,
cares.
Isn't Neo dead?
Is it going to be a disaster?
It's complicated.
Rob's
dude.
Nodding yes.
I'm going to say it's not going to be up to par with the other ones.
Coming
well,
back?
Here's the thing. The Matrix Reloaded and the Matrix, what's the last one? Revelations?
Revelations.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people shit on those two movies. A lot of people hate them.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of them. Either.
A lot of people didn't like 3.
I don't mind the second and third. I think the second one's far better than the third one.
Yeah, the second one is.
I would say the second one's better than the third.
Agreed.
But I like all of them. I'm a huge fan of the whole trilogy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think I can. I don't think it's going to be a good movie, right? I don't think it's going to be like watching The Matrix again for the first time.
I'm going in with my my expectations and my hopes like kind of just like in check. Mm-hmm. And if I'm surprised, I'll be happy.
Because their films have been kind of abysmal lately. Like, what was it? Jupiter Ascending.
Wasn't a good film.
Wasn't a good movie.
Is that the one with Channing Tatum?
Channing Tatum.
Yeah, dude, I gave it a 97 on the Rotten Tomatoes score, dude.
Yeah, dude. Jupiter Ascending wasn't great. I did really like Cloud Atlas. I know a lot of people didn't like Cloud Atlas. I liked Cloud Atlas. So, like, their directing has definitely gone downhill as of late. So, I mean, maybe they can turn it around with this film, I'm hoping. But
maybe that's what they're thinking, and that's probably all the reason it's going to be that worse.
Maybe, dude. But, you know, it's got Keanu Reeves. As long as it's fun, dude, that's half the battle right there.
Well, you know, I don't know if I want it
Keanu's
to be fun,
all
though.
About sequels, because, man. Bill and Ted.
Well, the Matrix movies are all philosophy, right?
They're all philosophy, but they're
theory.
Fun.
Theory.
You don't think the Matrix films are
no,
fun?
No, yeah, they're fun.
No, they're fun.
Yeah, it's fun action. It's got that cool cyberpunk / cyber goth aesthetic to it. All the leather and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's cool.
And the industrial electro music.
It's weird that we could critique movies like this, but yet it's okay to go see something like Kong and Godzilla.
Don't even talk about
when
that
like
right
the
now.
Story Chris, like oh, literally yeah, doesn't
Chris,
matter
Chris liked that hot when garbage story, and guess what I liked it too I'm
yeah we never saying, talked about that
literally look I'm just saying that like it's funny that we can critique movies and say that like oh we don't know how these are gonna go but yet we can like movies where it's like the story literally doesn't matter, you're just going to watch two big ass animals fight.
We called it glorious trash. And I stand by it actually.
Okay, yeah,
I watched it and I understand what you're saying now. It probably got a 6 out of 10 for me, but I enjoyed myself.
Okay,
it wasn't like, you know, I was
were
gonna...
you surprised about who submitted?
No,
Kong submitted to Godzilla.
That makes sense. Come on. It's Godzilla.
I would have been surprised if it didn't happen.
Yeah, I would have been shocked if it was the
other
way.
Well, you know what?
Do you guys want to know the real life argument for gorillas?
Go for it.
Is the real life one that I've been seeing going around recently is who would win in a fight between a full-grown grizzly bear and a gorilla?
I would say a gorilla.
I would say the grizzly bear, hands down.
Really? I would say the grizzly bear.
Wouldn't even
bear.
Be competitive.
Yeah, dude.
Because a grizzly bear is twice the size of a gorilla.
He's not
talking. It's as fast as a horse.
Maybe, you know what? I don't know if I'm putting too much intelligence on the gorilla.
I was just thinking that. Yeah,
I was like,
you're banking on the intelligence.
I was
the
too.
Gorilla.
Well, gorillas are strong, though. I mean, they're like.
Yeah, but a
super strong.
But a grizzly bear that's literally all muscle and twice the size, those things can get to like 700,
like,
800
but
pounds.
I feel like gorillas are more, they're more mobile, like.
I kill
what?
Grizzly bears.
No, grizzly bears can be mobile too. I'm
no,
just,
only takes two arrows.
Both, I would say the only difference is like the climbing ability.
Yeah.
Other than that, they both have like similar
land speeds.
Hey man,
bears can get into trees, man.
Yeah.
They both have similar land speeds, and I would argue the bear is more dangerous because it has claws, where the gorilla only has its teeth. Which the gorilla's teeth, by the way, are terrifying.
Man.
Yeah, but think
they're
about
they're on par with the bear's teeth. But the difference is the bear also has claws.
So are you
but
saying,
think of the pelt too?
Are you
it
saying
has natural
Zach,
defenses
be,
too?
Are you saying it could be a fight? Like a decent like round two,
think,
round three?
I think
the grizzly bear wins.
Fight.
I think the grizzly bear wins easy. That's
and I'm pretty
me.
Sure I'm pretty sure somebody's done that on YouTube. They have like fake animal fights on YouTube. I'm pretty sure I saw one.
We have to see that.
So that's like the one going around like real life wise.
Yeah.
And okay. I think the bear wins because
but that's
a full-grown grizzly bear can get up to like 700, 800 pounds.
That's irrelevant, though, because Godzilla isn't a bear. Godzilla is a lizard. So how about we compare it to like
a
Komodo dragon?
Also
but swimming. If you can imagine the Komodo dragon was 12 feet tall.
That would be a hell of a fight, actually. No, like a real, like a full-grown Komodo dragon with versus a gorilla.
Hey, man, look, hear me out. The world's most poisonous lizard takes out a gorilla easy because it's so fast it can't catch it. And it just bites it, and it's over.
Well, okay, how about our monitor lizards poisonous? I don't know if they are, but that's like one of the next biggest lizards.
Well, no, I think if you were somehow nullify the poison.
Just physical attributes.
Physical, yeah.
Well, then no lizard's going to compare unless you're talking about like a fucking we're going back in time and we're cloning a T-Rex.
Hey, dinosaurs are technically birds. Come on now.
I would say, Chris, that...
Yeah, just look at a chicken. It's a T-Rex. That's your T-Rex now.
Baguette.
I would say, Chris, they should probably take a break from Godzilla and Kong for a minute, though.
I mean, they just got started. What do you mean?
I know. But like,
they just started a cinematic universe.
The thing that threw me off is I don't know why we're getting them so close, like back to back to back. Like, we're not even getting a gap. Like, first one, like, that
it's
had like
the Jack, money Wachowski.
That, no, I know. But Lebowski. I mean, but like, the first one that had like Jack Black and shit in it was terrible.
Jack Black was in
that. Oh, no, that was Kong. That's my bad.
That's Peter Jackson. That's not even like in the same universe. That's like separate. Okay. Yeah. I feel like.
Well, dude, anyway.
You know what I really lost?
And then
though?
Like the one, the way the actual Godzilla movie ended with like, you know, like, who was it? Where that wasn't actually Mothra. That was, oh my God. Who was it that he actually fought? Like the big old moth. That wasn't Mothra.
I don't know. That's all I know.
It was like the big old butterfly.
It was in the movie right before the one that came out with him and Kong.
Yeah.
And then it seemed like they were setting it up for him to fight somebody else.
Mm. Oh, I don't even know. In this movie,
they fight someone else.
So yeah, what'd you think?
It comes to that.
I would rate it a little higher than what Rob's saying, but not by much.
6.5.
I would say at the most 7.
What did I say it was at?
You said it was an 8.
No, I think so.
Should we rewind that tape?
I don't even think you gave it a rating, Chris. I think you just went straight to what the audience rating versus critic rating was.
Yeah, I don't think you actually gave it a rating.
If I give it a rating, you give it a 7. I'd give it a...
I would give it like a
high 6, 7.
6.5.
6.9.
Okay, so like, me it was you were fun. In the ballpark.
I didn't hate it. I enjoyed watching it.
But that's the thing.
I wouldn't go out of my way to watch it again, though.
Yeah, there's no way I'm watching into those movies for like some fucking enlightening like moment or something.
No, you have to realize the deep lore.
You're just going to watch two big ass CG monsters.
Right. You have to know what you're watching. Yeah. Like, people like to shit on Pacific Rim. Those are decently made movies. Like, I enjoy
them.
I don't want to watch them again, but hey, I enjoyed it.
I like the first Pacific Rim better than the second one.
You just want to watch Giant Robots.
Well, I haven't seen the second one, so to be fair.
Don't bother.
Yeah.
Well, guys, you want to come back again next week? Like, it would be...
Super down? Hold on, let me pass the mic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We should continue, like, this same... This is a good podcast.
I'm sure we'll have a lighthearted conversation.
Oh, yeah. Totally.